Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another fun-filled, action-packed episode of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun, and we have lots of good music tonight, including tunes by Steve Claussen, the Starfolk, Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels, Cook County's Most Wanted, the Mad Libs, and more. We, of course, are live from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. That first song was by Steve Call and the Brass Kings. Now, Steve and the Kings play their old-time instruments in very unexpected ways. With metal-bodied resophonic guitars, washtub bass, and washboard, they chart the Bermuda Triangle of old-time Middle Eastern and bluegrass music. Shifting from jug band chugging into wild, improvisational ragas, they blend folk music traditions into a pulsing groove. Well, up next, he's a Proctor, Minnesota songwriter who doesn't sing the songs he sends to Minnesota Homebrew. What? Well, it's okay because he has them professionally demoed in Nashville for the sole purpose of pitching the songs to other artists. And after all, our show is about songwriters, so we don't mind that at all. Here's Dennis Cook with a tune titled Race for Mary Lou on MHB. Next on Minnesota Homebrew, Stephen Claussen. This songwriter grew up in a musical family in Mountain Lake, Minnesota. His grandfather, Nick, played an old Gibson guitar, accordion, piano, and taught music lessons, while Stephen's mother, Adeline, was the first woman band member in her high school and went on to McAllister College on a music scholarship. In Steve's words, "I've been a visual artist for 45 years, taught high school art at Slayton, Minnesota, been a high school administrator in Mountain Lake, and after retirement have owned the Claussen Art Gallery in Mountain Lake for the past 10 years. Steve is a Vietnam veteran, and he goes on to say, "Most of my songs are inspired by whatever I am going through at a particular time. I've written several anti-war songs, silly songs about granddaughters, folk songs about travels abroad, and a few wedding songs. Recently, I've been writing songs about meditation and spiritual awakening. I don't really have any commercial reason to write songs, just for the enjoyment, I guess." So here we go with Stephen Claussen, a tune titled Strings.
Early in the morning, she rises with the dawn, goes into the kitchen, puts the coffee on. She listens for stirring behind the bedroom door, a routine so familiar, done a thousand times before. Done a thousand times before. But this day is different, for what she has in store. Her only son she loves so much is going off to war. Back on his childhood, how he filled her days with joy. She watched him grow into a precious baby boy. From a precious baby boy. Why her cry? In her heart, the nagging question sealed within her mind. Why does her son have to fight while others stay behind? While others stay behind. Why her cry? Why her sigh? She takes him to the airport, holds him in their last goodbye, watches as her hopes and dreams disappear to the sky. Disappear into the sky. Why her cry? Dawn, goes into the kitchen, puts a coffee on. She listens for stirring. She listens for stirring. She listens for stirring.
Next to the queue here on Minnesota Homebrewers, a group called the Star Folk. That group was Brian Tye's chance to develop new material with his wife and collaborator, Allison Laban, and to work again with fellow Hang-Ups co-founder, Stephen Ittner. I had a new batch of songs, and when Stephen agreed to sit in on drums, my inspiration really ignited, says Tye. He adds, when Stephen liked one of my songs, I knew I had something. Rounding out the group is Jacqueline Altan. Their music can best be described as acoustic, psychedelic, chamber pop. Here are Starfolk with Come and Play on Homebrew.
What's wrong with this word? What's wrong with this sentence? What's wrong with what I say? I'll say it anyway. You heard me.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, folks, I just can't help myself. 2 weeks ago, we were at the State Fair, and I featured this artist in our 8 o'clock hour on Minnesota Homebrew. His name is Captain Carl. He's from Milltown, Wisconsin. That's over between Balsam Lake and Luck. And he is a high school teacher up in Luck, actually, during the day. And at night, he's a zany singer-songwriter who performs solo, occasionally with Great Uncle Helmer, and quite often with Shotgun Johnson and the Mississippi Seven. He performed this song 2 weeks ago. I thought we'd do the studio version of it. It's called Kansas City, Nebraska. Here's Captain Carl on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, I was down in Nebraska, on my way to Kansas City, and nobody showed me the way. I could find it on my own. Well, she said her name was Sheila, but I didn't quite believe her, 'cause I looked at the name on her coat, and I'll swear that it said Joe. Well, I said, I'm headed east, and she said, I'm headed east. She asked me for a ride, so I offered her a ride. I was headed east. She didn't talk a lot, she didn't have much to say, so I turned and I said to her, you don't have much to say. Well, she said that she was sorry, but she'd always heard that talk. Oh, talk would make you weak, talk was cheap. And I said, babe, you got me wrong. Well, then I think she started smiling. But I had to turn. I can't stand a smile, but in a while she didn't smile that way. But then she looked so sad,
looked so sad.
So I asked if she was sad.
Are you sad?
She told me I was dumb. I said, how come? She said, of course I'm feeling sad. She said her heart was broken, she had no friends and she was broke. Her lover left her there in the square. She was all alone and broke. So I handed her a 20.
Here's a 20.
And I said I'd be her friend.
I'll be your friend.
She said, I'm not a whore. She slammed the door and I said, that's not what I meant. Now I'm here in Kansas City,
in old KC.
But I wish that I had Sheila to talk to, or maybe even Joan.
It's just me.
Yeah, Sheila or Joan.
It's just me.
Was it Sheila or Joan?
It's just me.
Well, I guess I'll never know.
You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but pure, unadulterated, original tunes by people who have a strong connection with Minnesota. Even if you used to live here, but you're living, let's say, in Utah, we'll play your songs. All you do is go on to our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, click on About, and learn how you may submit your tunes, or send an inquiry to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com, and we will not ignore you. Well, next we have a couple of tunes with the same title, Just a Kid. The first one by Hackensack singer-songwriter Bob Muscovitz, and the second by Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels.
Mm-hmm. like only yesterday when I was in my teens, wondering about myself and chasing foolish dreams, thinking I could change the world to make a better place. I was young and bold back then, life was like a race. Talk about time and where it went, all of the hours that I spent. Talk about all the things I did when I was young and just a kid. Many times I took a chance to look inside of me. Who am I? There is no doubt that I was meant to be. Thinking of my family and friends that came my way, I was so much younger than I pictured yesterday. Talk about time and where it went, all of the hours that I spent. Talk about all the things I did when I was young and just a kid. Now that I'm old, I find pleasant memories. Thinking back to where I was, my life discoveries. Talk about time and where it went, all of the hours that I spent. Talk about all the things I did when I was young and just a kid. Yesterday has came and went, yet in my mind I see glimpses of when I was young and now I'm just a tree. Thinking back to yesteryear while sitting in my chair, though I'm living still today, my heart is way back there. Talk about time and where it went, all of the hours that I spent. Talk about all the things I did when I was young and just a kid. Talk about time and where it went, all of the hours that I spent. Talk about all the things I did when I was young and just a kid.
We'll be right back.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, we are very excited here on Minnesota Homebrew Music Show to announce the, we're not the first to announce, but to announce on air, a new brewing company in Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is only 52 miles from here. As you know, we already have Rhombus Brewing Company over there in the old Grand Forks Opera House. Wonderful beer. Actually, I was out to supper last night at the Evergreen in Thief River Falls and had one of their iconic blondes. Nice little light filtered, it looks like, maybe wheat ale, and sweet, very sweet. This is from growlermag.com, titled Former Rhombus Guy Brewer to Open Half Brothers Brewing in Downtown Grand Forks. When you mix a bit of brotherly love with beer and place it within a former bakery, what do you get? Downtown Grand Forks will find out as Half Brothers Brewing Company is setting their sights on opening this summer. Co-owners and half-brothers Chad Gunderson and Taylor Nord are transforming the former Dakota Harvest Builders building into their appropriately named Half Brothers Brewing. Chad, former head brewer at Rhombus Guys, will be the head brewer at Half Brothers and manage the day-to-day operations, while little bro Taylor will help out in the tap room as needed while he juggles his studies in physical therapy at UND. The brewery and tap room aim to be a comforting showcase of craft as a relaxed, cultured community gathering spot where one can find great craft beer, live music, woohoo, local art, and a knowledgeable staff, according to the press release. The 10-barrel brew house aims to produce a wide range of various styles of craft beers, rotating often, while also keeping some standard staples in their large lineup. A small craft food menu will also be available for patrons to nosh on. There's a word I don't know. While kicking back to the local art and live music atmosphere. Live music. I definitely am behind this project 100%. We went down there a week ago Saturday, and here they weren't open. We walked in, and oh, sad, but boy, does that place look nice. They took out that one false wall there that used to be in the bread store, and there are stainless steel brew vats back there, and they've exposed some brick, and it's just plain going to be nice. So we wish them nothing but luck. Half Brothers Brewing in downtown Grand Forks. They said they should be open here in a week or so. Well, up next, The Mess Is Yours by Sasha Mercedes.
On yellow paper, but a picture of your orange clothes. She took your dog and robbed you blind, and then punched you in the nose. But the mess is yours, oh, when the dress is hers. The mess is yours, oh, and the rest is hers. Yes, it's yours. Well, you meant the best, but you left the mess. When the mess is for affection, even if it's all pretend, you love playing.
That was Sasha Mercedes with The Mess Is Yours. She's one girl with one guitar and a lot of attitude. On her website, Sasha states that, I was shaken from my mother's womb from the impact of a head-on collision on the back roads of northern Minnesota one frigid winter's night. I grew up in a cabin in the woods with no running water when I wasn't being toted around the country in an old school bus. My dad converted into a house on wheels. I was backstage with him as he performed with his rock band all through the 80s. Eventually, he moved us to Bayfield, Wisconsin, on Lake Superior. Sasha now lives in the Twin Cities. Well, up next, Cook County's Most Wanted. Based out of Grand Marais, Minnesota, they are Kara Thomas, Rod Dokken, Snuffy Smith, Gary Croft, and L. Oikeri. They've produced only one CD to date, and though it only contains one original song, it's one of the favorites here on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Cook County's Most Wanted with Me.
Excuse me, folks, while I tune up for a second. Me, 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 me. Perfect. Of course.
Everybody knows that's not true. There was a time you didn't know me, and I felt so bad for you. Like a mirror reflecting me. You had your doubts that you loved me. How could that be? And I know you feel regret. But standing next to me, it's not unusual to feel inadequate.
Together, I'm sure you'll come to see If I ever lost you, at least I'd still have me. Me.
Nobody else does too.
Well, up next, another gentleman we had at the State Fair 2 weeks ago at the Education Building as Pioneer 90.1 took their day at the fair at the Ampers booth. His name is Ben Hoganson. He's from St. Paul and describes himself as a singer-songwriter perfect for coffee houses, wine bars, and similar atmospheres. I agree. Ben was a big hit there, drew a nice crowd there in front of the booth, and I asked him to send us some new music, and true to his word, he sent us a song called State of the Union. Here's Ben Hoganson on Minnesota Homebrew.
I turned in my annual review. Exceeding my goals got me a raise. Hovering above the inflation rate, the State of the Union means more than it did, far more than it did back when I was a kid. Now that I'm older and I understand, it's hard to believe things are going as planned. The State of the Union means more than it did, far more than it did. The State of the Union's affecting us all. United we stand and divided we fall. Giving campaign, deducting my pay. Send my regards to the United Way. The State of the Union means more than it did, far more than it did back when I was a kid. Now that I'm older and I understand, it's hard to believe things are going as planned. The State of the Union means more than it did, far more than it did. Credit is paid where the credit is due. Someone's to blame, but we're not blaming you. Realize wincing that we've been deceived. We blinded ourselves cause we want to believe. Credit is paid where the credit. Someone's to blame, but we're not blaming you. Realize wincing that we've been deceived. We blinded ourselves cause we want to believe. Try to stay close, follow my lead. Keep yourself free from corruption and greed. We'll try not to judge. We'll fight for your cause. We'll try to ignore all the character flaws. The State of the Union means more than it did, far more than it did back when I was kid. Now that I'm older and I understand, it's hard to believe things are going as planned. The State of the Union means more than it did, far more than it did.
That was Minneapolis-based artist, originally from Rochester, Minnesota, Monica LaPlante. She's a graduate of McNally Smith College of Music, as is my son. And Monica claims it's never true when artists say their music is original. When I was in school, we did this project where you had to pick a song you liked. From there, you had to look up who that band was influenced by and see who that band was inspired by to make a chain back to the root of the song. Which is neat. Whether you realize it or not, nothing you do is unique or original. You can put your own spin on it, but you're always going to be inspired by something. And that song was called Matches. Up next, you may have seen him back in 2015 on The Voice, North Dakota's outlaw country rebel Blind Joe. According to his Facebook page, Blind Joe is as infectious as a night of Jack Daniels and a few Hank Williams songs on the jukebox. Coming from nowhere to being one of the most successful solo musicians in the Minnesota, North Dakota area was not what Joe expected. Nevertheless, he's done just that and shared the stage with national recording artists such as David Allan Coe, Craig Morgan, John Anderson, James Otto, Buddy Guy, Brett Michaels of Poison, and Colin Ray. Here's Blind Joe with Pity Don't Get You Paid on MHB.
When I was just 14, my daddy sat me down, said, listen up, boy, 'cause I ain't messing around. There's things in life you have to understand. He said, since you can't see, you gotta work twice as hard. But whatever you do, don't pull that can't see card. Working's how you make yourself a man. And always remember,
pity don't get you paid. Whining it won't make you a winner. Being a jerk won't get you laid. In this world, you gotta work for your dinner. He said, son, you give them all you've got.
Boy, don't you ever be a quitter. When you're blind, you gotta be self-made. Pity don't get you paid. He said, if you wanna lead the life that I know you wanna live, feeding your family and earning respect, well, you're never gonna do it from a one-room apartment cashing in a monthly government check. You gotta be tough on your toes, a little better than the rest, 'cause that's the only way you're ever gonna be a success. Son, you're gonna have to work harder than you ever would have guessed. But don't forget, man, pity don't get you paid. Whiney won't make you a winner. Being a jerk won't get you laid. In this world, you gotta work for your dinner. Says, son, you give them all you've got. No giving up, boy, don't you ever be a quitter. When you're blind, you gotta be self-made. Pity don't get you paid. He told me, boy, when you're blind, you gotta be self-made. 'Cause pity don't get you paid.
Now, I know last week I promised to debut a song that I've written about a certain celebrity who is soon to be released from prison, but the song has not been finished yet, and it's being mixed and mastered, so hopefully next week I can debut that song for you. I appreciate your patience with that. Next, sisters Bethany Valentini and Jenny Kaepernick, who grew up speaking each other's thoughts and knowing each other's hearts. They are called the Ericksons. And this song is called Monster on Homebrew.
Give us a little shade. Yes, like the trees on the ground that were made to keep the sun from our eyes and give us a little shade. Yes, like the trees on the ground that were made to keep the sun from our eyes and give us a little shade. Yes, like the trees on the ground that were made to keep the sun from our eyes and give us
We sure want to thank you for listening in tonight here on Minnesota Homebrew. Want to remind you that we'll be back again live next Thursday here at the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1, and we're replayed every Saturday at 1 p.m. on KKWE out of Callaway, Minnesota, and we're very grateful for that. Don't forget, folks, when it comes to music or beer, choose quality over quantity. Our last song tonight is from a group that's transplanted from Las Vegas. The Mad Libs are a group founded by bassist Jared Kamick and guitarist Carl Collison. The idea behind the music was to create something new that draws from many things old and genuine. Add Jarrett Myers on guitar and you have a group that can be heard at Twin City pubs including Lion's Tavern, Chillicook Cafe and Pub 112 in Stillwater, and Floyd's in Victoria. And an interesting factoid, Jared Kamick is the brewmaster at Cosmos Brewing out of Hugo, Minnesota. Here are the Mad Libs with Spooky Man. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.